And whether it's tranquility, peace, just satsang, just sitting together, whatever it is, just give it some attention so that you're clear and we don't waste our time. Now, for those of you that meditate, please go ahead and start your meditation. But the meditation tonight is just be still and know. So for those of you that are new and haven't done meditation, bring your attention to your heart. Bring your attention down, downward, inwardly. And you will find silence. In this silence, say to yourself inwardly, be still and know, and just sit in this silence. If there is any thoughts that comes to your mind, just stay with the silence and let the mind think, and you stay with the silence for next few minutes.
I was going to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. Was it a lot of thoughts?
Yeah, but I was trying to kind of block out all the thoughts.
Uh-huh. And what was your method of blocking it out?
I was kind of looking at the candles. I didn't have my eyes completely shut.
Okay. Okay. How was it for you?
It's very still and peaceful. Mm-hmm.
How was it for you? Did you have a lot of thoughts coming?
She can't hear very well.
One thought.
One thought. That's really good. Good. Anybody else that would like to share? Okay, we are going to answer Sue's question, and then I come back to you about, you ask about yoga, and that was a really, really good question. I was happy if you asked, because a lot of people in this country do yoga for the yoga's sake. Yoga means union. Yoga means union. And you do certain postures to just open up the energy so that you can actually have this divine meditation afterwards. But in this country has become like an exercise, almost, and is beginning to lose its quality and its importance, you see. So yoga, yes, it's a lot of posture, but is posture have to be held as if you were meditating? And there is a rhythm between the breathing and the body. But to me, on another part of that, to me, yoga is exactly what it says it is union. And what is this union that we talk? Every time you are in the depth of silence, you are in union. because the words of divine is only heard in the depth of silence. That's how you can hear or feel that existence of divinity or God or light or whatever you want to say. So this is the difference. And going back to your question, why meditate? I don't know where to begin. The only thing I can, and what is meditation, you ask? Meditation is silence. Now, you don't really have to sit down and meditate with your eyes closed, but you do. In the beginning, if we are used to having a lot of thoughts, it's impossible to go on and meditate at the same time. So there has to be a certain discipline, one of which is just to sit down, close your eyes, light a candle, make your space really holy looking, incense, whatever you want to do, or none of it. And you just sit down and just be quiet. There is an utmost silence within this area, within each one of us, that when you tap it, when you go there, you have gone to the source of your nature. And because our nature is bliss, because our nature is happiness, once we go into that space, we're happy. And the reason why most people are not happy, or their happiness is very transient, very passing, is because they don't tap, they haven't discovered this treasure. And so those that are on this path, they will not think, talk, or do without having tapped this treasure house. Now, what is this treasure house? Omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. Is everywhere, all-knowing, all-powerful. And that is who we really are. And you read all sorts of places that this is who we are. But believe me, this is who we are. So this is why we meditate, is a communion with the self that is magnificent when it does happen. It really is. So we're, as a human being, we are at the mercy of emotion, thoughts, action, not only our own, but everybody else in a society, in a family, in the country, in the world. We are at the mercy at every moment. When you find home, you are no longer at the mercy, because you function from a place in you that it knows. It just knows.
Is it spiritual, or is it a soul in your soul that you're communicating with?
It is who you really are. You can call it soul. You can call it the spirituality. The names doesn't matter, as long as there is an understanding with it. As long as you can understand it, you can call it anything you want to. This is why I don't say specifically one thing. I name it many, because some people might call it God, some people might not feel comfortable about that. I have to say, personally, I feel very comfortable with God. But I tend to not really get into it, because not too many people in this country can relate to that, and I understand, and I really respect that. So there is omnipresent, whatever you fill the blank, that's because is omnipresent, we cannot be anything separated. We have no choice. Because it's omnipresent. It's not the other way around. So when this is understood, there is extreme freedom in that understanding. So meditation to me is a stillness, just a stillness. Now you might say, how can I be still? My mind thinks all the time. My mind thinks all the time. Well, my answer always been mind thinks, heart beats. We're fussing over the mind too much. The job of the mind is to think. Let it do its job. All we have to do is remove our attention. And I have said it many, many times, and it's worth saying it again, that those of us, almost all of us at one point or the other, we read every thought. Every thought gets our attention. As if we are a slave to the thoughts, and every telegram that comes to our mind, meaning thoughts, we read it. And if with every reading there is a change of emotion. Oh, it says I'm okay today. I'm okay. I'm not a good person. I'm not a good person. By discipline of meditation, you do not read anymore, or you only read the necessity thoughts. You pay attention to only those that are necessary. The rest, thank you so much, honey. The rest, you sort of let it come and let it go. So those of us that think that the mind has power, that's the old philosophy, and if you want to believe that, it would be just fine, but I tell you, it's a trap. It's best to say that the mind thinks, and then we mind our own business. And what is our own business? Right here. Right here is our own business.
The heart.
Yes. The spiritual heart.
Can I say something? Going back to yoga, I started taking a yoga class over here at the gym. And one of the things that the teacher emphasizes is the breath.
Yes.
The breathing. That even with the poses, mm-hmm. the asanas, that you have to breathe in, you have to breathe out. The breath is first in
yes.
everything.
Yes.
And I just started meditating, but in the times I've done it this week, I feel good.
Yes,
good.
That's what I was going to ask you. How do you feel since last week, the first time we met?
Good. With the just practicing the breathing itself is good. Now with the meditation, it's even bringing me a little more, even more calmness.
Yes.
And clarity in the mind.
That's good.
But
yeah,
it's
a very good combination.
Yes.
Very good combination.
And I noticed for even right now when I was, I do have to breathe when I, if I'm going to, you know, get my mind, I say, for the meditation kind of.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It really does help to breathe.
It does. It does. And whatever works, it works. It really does work. Breathing, the knowledge that I was given is that the mind is connected to breath, as the body is connected to breath. The harder and the faster you breathe, the more you're involved with your mind and emotion. Have you noticed when you're angry, you're breathing really, really hard? Or when you're even excited about something, you're breathing. That's when there is the most body identification. So when the breathing, there are meditation that our breathing stops even, because there is no need for it. But when your breathing is calm, your mind is calm. They have to go hand in hand. It has a regular rhythm. So yes, whatever works. There are people that come here and I tell them to do different things because it seems that it works best for them. Any other question before we go on our topic? Do you have any questions? How about you? No.
Well, is there a certain way you're supposed to sit like they do? They have to do a certain sit. Their body
yes.
posture has to be straight.
Yes.
I've never done yoga, but I
yes.
just noticed the
yes.
way they do.
My
isn't that better? Is mm-hmm. you know, is there mm-hmm. a better position?
You know,
to
I
do
am
this
very like I said, I have 30 I almost said my age.